historical significance behind it. And the casino had just been built here, mm-hmm. so they wanted to have a footprint in the community. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the first time I had a chance to meet the mm-hmm. people
wow.
who I now I work with and work for and stuff. So, and they, we brought it to them. They were like, "Yeah, we all for it. And how much is the monument that you want to get?" And we told them the one that we wanted originally was about $7,000. So they put about $4,000. And we went to the Natchez Monument Company. So I think, it was about $6,000 we paid for this. And then December 2012 mm. is when it was placed here.
No.
So we had a ceremony, had people sit where they sat right here. And the people came and talked about his history. And at the time, we had a man who was still living. And it's like I could still see him standing on that hill, Mr. McKinley Barnes. He was the caretaker of the cemetery. And I remember back early in 2012, I asked him, I said, "What was the mass grave of the fire? And he walked me to where the sign is now and pointed down here. And then when it got to be cold around this time of 2012, I remember we walked here and he showed me the very hump, like here, 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 and here is where the people are buried at. And so we brought the casino representatives out here and they saw, and they were, "Well, you'll have the check by next week." And it was, we got it done.
Have you helped them do any other projects for the community?
Oh yeah, those panels that's on St. Catherine Street
mm-hmm.
with all of the history, like the Angeletti House, mm-hmm. the Banks House,
yeah.
Broomfield School, Rhythm Club, Zion Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a part of all of that.
And that was all funded by the casino?
The casino, Historic Natchez Foundation, Mississippi Department of Archives and History,
wow.
The African American Museum, and all of those funded those. Mm-hmm. St. Catherine Street. That's phase two of the Natchez Trails panels. Phase one is downtown. And it didn't take long for those to be downtown. But it took us about 3 years to get those on St. Catherine Street.
That's an important achievement.
Yeah, it just took so long. So
well, when I came here as a kid, I know none of that stuff was there.
Oh, no.
And so I was always felt really uncomfortable saying half my family was from Natchez. And it was, made me really happy to see these things finally starting to emerge here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad to be able to share them with you guys now.
And I promise you, it wasn't like we need to have this. When I got out the military, and I just got a call one day from Mr. Boxley. Oh,
on my shoe. Just keep going.
Mr. Boxley got with me and said, "Hey, we need some help doing research on St. Catherine Street African American history." And I just was like, "Well, man, I know the library should have everything we need." And as we go to the library, I was pulling out documents. He was pulling out documents. Mimi Miller would. And that's how the story of St. Catherine Street began to uncover. And we utilized it for phase two of the walking trails of history in Natchez. And I'm glad it's there, because I remember telling him, I said, "Man, once we get these panels on St. Catherine Street, I'm gonna start doing tours on St. Catherine Street." And I don't think no one really took me serious about it. So when the day that they was there, the day that they were placed there, which was in like May of 2016, by August I was doing tours of the city. So and we've grown to what we've grown now. So.
This is how cultural change happens. So
mm-hmm.
it's pretty really important. Significant work that you're doing here.
Oh yeah.
Do you have more projects planned?
Yeah, I got a couple of more that I'm thinking of. I just got to sit down and just go ahead and write them out and execute them. But I just haven't done nothing. I've just been going through the motion. So.
Would there be more plaques for the city, or would there be different kind of projects?
I'm thinking about getting a couple streets named after a few people here.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, like I really want to get George Metcalf a street
mm.
in Natchez. And then also put an exhibit by tire plant where he was bombed at. We'll stop by there. That'll be our last stop before we go to Miss New Heritage. But I definitely want to get something named in his honor. Or we had a plaque for Wallace Jackson on Minor Street. But something named after George Metcalf would be pretty cool for us. And other people who had an impact in the area, and bring their stories out, because Natchez is more than antebellum houses and hoop skirts and maypoles and mint juleps.
That's right.
So, you know, and our history is just as important, because without us, there wouldn't been no mint juleps and maypoles and hoop skirts and all the good things that they try to glorify here.
Maybe there wouldn't even be a United States.
Oh, no, definitely would. So, I sure appreciate you all coming here. And I know I come here pretty often and just sit right here on one of these, and or bring somebody out here, or one of my partners. I know what, it's been a couple of times, shoot. I done brought some of my friends out here and we just talked about business deals sitting right here. He's like, bro, why you brought me to the cemetery? Like, man, cause I ain't no distractions. I was like, these people ain't gonna bother you. They sleep.
Wow.
Any questions about anything that we've seen or that we've talked about today?
Is this still used? Like, are people still buried here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And there's a lady named Miss Dorothy Sanders who's here pretty much almost every day, keeping the grounds up. And she's been doing it since about 2005. When they started to worthy the women of Walking Street Cemetery Fund to keep the cemetery upkept. Because before, when I was a kid, oh man, it used to look like, it looked bad out here back then. So with her help and others help in the community, and we have the University of Florida come down every year, and they do volunteer work, and the University of Alabama's came, and LSU has came and worked in the cemetery, so pretty cool. And Boy Scouts and the Youth Court of Adams County. Yeah, that's the first time I came out here and worked, when I was about 13.
Wow.
And I got in trouble down, you know, in town or whatever. And Youth Court made us come out here. I thought I was in slavery out here. But the judge came out here himself and was working. That's what really got me. I was like, man, he out here working too? That's crazy. Hello.
We'll have a chance. We'll have a little break while he gets ready for the performance.
Yeah, you
want to
go on
the
tour?
So we can all kind of get in the mindset. And then after the performance, we'll have a kind of like debrief, decompress. And then hopefully by then, maybe you guys will have more you can share. And also introduce yourselves, since you did in the morning for the other guys. But he hasn't had a chance to hear who you are and your journey. And maybe Al coming here is fed into that.
Okay, how many people?
So there'll be a chance at the end, and then hopefully Jeremy will be coming out to dinner with us too. So.
Okay.
Are these the things that
are kudzu?
Out of the flowers of kudzu and the species of kudzu.